Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and in this special edition of the podcast, we sit down with Paul and Phil Giuliano, senior executives at the Bally's Corporation, on how the rebranding of the company is going and how the various Bally's casinos are handling it, particularly the flagship Bally's Atlantic City. The GGB podcast is sponsored in part by Konami Gaming, now delivering Lucky Envelope to casinos across the U.S. on its award-winning Dimension 49J cabinet. You can take a journey ride from the south to the north side, past all the storms. When the Trent Rivers Company of Rhode Island bought Bally's Atlantic City in April 2020, it changed the entire company. Already a fast-growing gaming company, the purchase of Bally's, and a few months later, the brand of Bally's, it gave Twin Rivers a classic gaming identity, and since then, the company has rebranded all of its casinos. Helping to make that happen are the father-son team of Phil Giuliano, Bally's Executive Vice President of Casino Operations and Chief Marketing Officer, and Paul Giuliano, the Senior Vice President of Operations. While the Bally's Atlantic City buy was important, the property required a complete renovation, something that Phil says will happen by Memorial Day. Paul, meanwhile, outlines the changes in Atlantic City and across the Bally's portfolio of properties. They spoke with me via Zoom in late February. Wheel is turning, uptown slum is burning, but the downtown. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guests today are Paul Giuliano and Phil Giuliano from Bally's Corporation. Guys, thanks for joining us. It's great to see you.
Thanks for having it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So, Phil, you got the Bally's building behind you there, so we'll talk about that in a little bit, but I want to start off with Paul. Paul, you're head of the operations for the company, so I'd like to find out, exactly how the rebranding is going with the properties all around the country.
It's great. We're making a lot of progress. We're predominantly partnered with Yesco out of their Las Vegas office in assisting to apply the Bally's brand to all of our properties. We're about midway through that process. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a lot of, over the next couple of months, we'll see the lion's share of the activity on the exterior of our buildings. That process should conclude right around the end of May, early into June. So this is the fun part, right? Letters right. being raised on buildings and lighting up our nice red B.
Right. Cool. Absolutely. So, some properties are getting more of a overhaul than others. I'm thinking about the Kansas City property now. You're pretty much redoing that whole thing, right?
Absolutely. So we're transforming that property. We've got a pretty large master plan for what happens there, including reimagination of the site, a cladding. It's a boat property, floating vessel.
Right.
Reimagining the skin of the boat to make it look like a modern building. A 40,000 square foot land-based commercial center that will house a Chickies and Pete's restaurant and a Sugar Factory restaurant, and a newly imagined sense of arrival and connection to the parking structure next to it. So there's a lot happening there, and it's starting to make some progress, so that's exciting.
Right. Yeah, no question about that. And then the Jumer's property, the former Jumer's property in Illinois, they had a lot of loyal customers for quite some time, and it's a really great market. How is that coming along? And are the customers sticking with you as you rebrand it to Bally?
Yeah, absolutely. The signs there are actually due to begin right around the end of this month in March here. And that will be a nice transformation. We've already done a lot of rebranding interior of the property and through employee activations, internal branding, but the big signs come soon. So that'll be exciting, and we've resonated well so far in the market. I'm sure Phil can speak to that.
Sure. And what kind of shape was that building in when you took it over?
Generally good. Uh-huh. It really a nice property, nice and clean. An amenity package that we're evaluating to look where we can make the most impact for our customers. But, there's a little bit of deferred maintenance in a lot of the different properties that we have
right.
acquired recently. So we've been strategic in our plans to address that. Quad Cities was, generally good shape. Nothing without some activities. I'm still an operator. So
sure.
I always have to think about best and worst case. And generally, it's a pretty nice property.
So I guess in Rhode Island, you're just putting the signs up there, right? There's no reason to change anything that's going on there. So successful up there.
Perhaps yes, and perhaps no. We've actually got big plans happening in Rhode Island. So we are in the middle there of a 50,000 square foot expansion, 40,000 square feet of new gaming space that helps us get all the games down on the first floor of the property. It's a two-floor property today. Really concentrates the gaming on the first floor. It adds in seven different regional types of Asian cuisine and an Asian food hall, a new bar atmosphere there, and really a first-class casino experience that we have not had. At Bally's Twin River Lincoln, that's a really nice way to rebrand, is to also add this expansion. And to go with that, we're adding a 14,000 square foot Korean style spa. So that'll be a really unique amenity.
Sure.
It'll help us well in Asian gaming, which is a nice population in the Rhode Island area, and bring some new amenities to that property. So there's quite a bit, and that goes with the external rebranding that's just taken place there. So another exciting time. That expansion and spa are due to be complete around the end of this year.
Okay. Are you guys surprised that you weren't impacted that greatly by the Massachusetts casinos? I mean, everybody thought, when Wynn opened in Boston, you'd shrink, but it's been the opposite. You guys have been growing.
Well, let me jump in. I don't know that we've been growing. We've done a wonderful job in Tiverton, which has kind of exceeded our expectations.
Right.
That market, for whatever reason, seems to be insulated against the expansion in Encore. I really thought we were going to get hurt worse there.
Right.
And we weathered the storm. It actually grew
right
all this year, had our best year ever. But the I-95 to 93 corridor, that's what got impacted by Encore.
Right.
And I suspect part of it was pandemic related, because the traffic got easier to get in and out.
Sure.
I often thought that their location was going to be a real problem traffic-wise, getting through the tunnel and getting over to Everett and whatnot.
Right.
But it cleaned out during the pandemic, and they did a lot of right things. I mean, come on, it's $2.7 billion facility.
Right.
I'm not saying they did all of it right.
Right.
And I don't know that they'll ever return on that investment, though they made a great deal recently.
Right.
But I do, they did really impact us, and they impacted Plainview as well.
Right.
Plainfield. We understand, what we have to do. It's a tough situation because the slot tax is 72%.
Right.
So I remember when George Papineer offered me the job, I asked him, what's the top end tax in slots? He told me 72%. And I hung up. Everyone on the phone. Right. I said, "Call me back later." But the table games have grown
right
in the face of the onslaught. And so there's something to the way we offer table games and the convenience, and also this expansion that we're going about, that we're excited about. And I think the slot, we own now 40% of the slot floor. So consequently, IGT has 60%. We have 40%. So that'll be an interesting dynamic for us as we present our product and the way in which we do things. So, I think that, it's a challenge, but I think we've got a solid number that we want to make for this year, and I think we're on course to make it.
Sure. Okay. So your Bally's is applying, is used to this high tax rate, which is, I don't know, is that part of the reason you're applying for casinos in New York City and Chicago? I mean, those tax rates are sky high as well.
Yeah, I think you have to know what you're doing. You can't be cavalier about, just repeating marketing programs that have been traditional and lower tax rates and think you're going to get a return, because you're not.
Sure.
Right? So you have to do a lot of things. You have to understand, you have to discuss with regulators marketing reimbursement schemes and
right
whatnot to offset the tax. But those markets are robust. And consequently, if the tax comes in fair, and I'm sure it will, because, what I've seen is ultimately reason prevails, okay? And the regulators and the governments get back. They see the concentration of population, and they know you're going to do a lot of business just because you're there.
Right.
But by the same token, they listen, that when it becomes irrational, that they give the biggest winner in the deal, by the way, if they make a good deal, is them.
Right.
That's always the most amazing part to me. And when I debate this with them, I try to show them,
right,
look, just give me more and we'll find out whether or not we can make more. But
right,
if you hold me back, then and don't want to talk about reimbursable type of incentives, then you're the only person you're shooting in the foot is yourself more right. than us.
I mean, they're almost your partners, you know.
They are. They are very much that, and they should root for us.
Yeah, for sure.
Increase revenues, right?
Yeah, right.
At every
right.
turn.
So, another thing you're involved in is taking over the Tropicana with the deal you've made recently. I was in there a few weeks ago, and you got a lot of work to do. The casino looks good, but everything else is a little bit shabby. You know, there's going to be a lot of work to be done there.
Yeah, let's see how that ends up. Okay, I think it would be premature to talk about it.
Sure,
we're prepared to do whatever we have to do, but I think I think it's a work in progress.
Right.
So I think we have to see how that comes out.
Well, it has a lot of potential. That pool area, you know, can be very nice if it's redone, and you know, the building has good bones. You know, how many times have you been in here? You know, it's a historic building.
Well, the location,
right,
with what the professional teams have done and relocated in the south, and the access to locals, that you still do have accessibility
sure.
to locals. Yeah, it really whets my appetite for what that corner can bring.
Yeah.
And it could be explosion corner, really. And we're all excited about it, but let's see how we treat it in the end.
Okay, great.
Inspired by the gift-giving tradition of the red envelope, Konami's Lucky Envelope Premium Slot Series is bringing mystery cash prizes to players. Guests can open up their luck with mystery jackpot events, instant symbol-driven credit prizes, and more. See the video and download the brochure by visiting konamigaming.com/luckyenvelope. And now back to our podcast.
So, Paul, you still having problems hiring employees? I mean, we've heard that's a real issue for most of the big casino companies. Is that an issue for you guys?
It is. It's remained an issue through the pandemic. It's been certainly a whole new world to deal with. It's been very challenging. To be a little cliche, you know, we talk about silver linings. We really saw the resilience of the human condition through the pandemic. We saw some amazing things from some amazing people. While we struggled with, you know, labor and keeping the workforce around, it's a resilient industry, right? So, and we pride ourselves as operators and always being able to figure out a way. And we've done that largely through the pandemic. We are very cautiously optimistic right now. It seems to be a pivotal point in time where, you know, we've got obviously the Omicron wave that's waning, and you know, people starting to look around at leisure travel, mask mandates being repealed everywhere. So, look, we're optimistic. We think it's a turning point. We've seen that in the workforce returning to some degree, and it still remains a challenge. But you know, we have continued to reinvent ourselves, look at opportunities to gain efficiencies. And, you know, I kind of applaud the efforts, not only of what we've done, but other casino companies and hospitality companies throughout the nation through a really tough time. So we're looking to the bright side.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about Atlantic City. You know, how important is that property, you know, to the company now that it's really lent the name to the company?
Yeah, well, you know, our chairman, Sue Kim, talks about, articulates it on a regular basis, that we look at ourselves now as an omni-channel company, right? Mm-hmm. Wherever there's gaming in every imaginable way, already developed and to be developed, we want to be a part of it. You know, from our affiliation with Sinclair, the regional television network with 88 regions, down to our relationship with Monkey Knife Fight, which is a daily fantasy group. The gamification, if you will, of volleyball. The tennis channel, you know, everything we touch is focused on where gaming will end up being and how we want to be a part of it.
Right.
Well, Bally led us into the New Jersey marketplace, mm-hmm. where Interactive was exploding. Okay. And so the purchase of Bally, the inspiration behind that was to get a license in New Jersey to participate in the iGaming and mobile sports betting.
Right.
But on the way there, we realized, wait a minute, we've got 14 properties, soon to be 16, and maybe who knows how many.
Right.
And this is a destination resort. So this is a cross-marketing mecca if we do it right. Well, how do we, what do we have to do it right? Well, we've got to fix the mousetrap big time.
Right.
Okay, we have to do that. But we are buying it at a premium, at a wonderful price, at a discount. That's the handsome price. And on top of that, we bought a name that when we first bought it, I don't think we appreciated how well known that name was.
Mm-hmm.
I did some research. I did 1,000 people, 1,000 gamers throughout the country, and found out that the name Bally resonated with a huge majority of them. So we picked up a great brand, a great name. What's in a name? Eventually it's the brand. Promise made, promise delivered.
Right.
And we will make that, we will deliver that promise. But I'll tell you what, the name helps us get there real quick in the hearts and minds of gamers. So consequently, we bought the place and then the regulators came back and said, you got to spend this. We probably would have spent it anyway because we, you know, in order to meet our standard. And I guess we're going to talk about what we're doing. So.
Sure. Well, last summer, when I met with you and George at Bally's, you told me that, you know, the place would be transformed by the end of this year. Are we still on track for that deadline?
Yeah, our big target date is Memorial Day for so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you walked in it now, Roger, you wouldn't recognize it from when you walked in the last time. Everybody's saying that. Every prominent person in town, the head of an agency or chamber of commerce or whatever, they're walking in there saying, oh, wow, you guys are serious. Yeah, we are serious.
Yeah.
You know, I'll if we go through the things that we're doing, I'll let Paul do it because, you know, it's his project and he does a great job of explaining it. But I know it intimately, too. And it's just going to be, look, here's where I can talk to you in a certain way. OK, I can't talk to any other person in the media about it in this way. Roger, could you imagine at the foot of Atlantic City, in the center of it all, on Boardwalk and Park Place, that you would have a crumbling facility that is an embarrassment for anybody that walked into it?
Right, yep.
And that's pretty much where it was going, okay? So I need, we need the emotional support of everybody in that region, the root for us, to get back to a sustainable, proud to be a part, to visit type of facility that satisfies gamers and satisfies people that are taking in Atlantic City and what it's all about. And that's what we're doing. And I need them. I really need the emotional support of all the people around it, you know, and in the industry in that area.
Well, I think anybody who's been in Atlantic City for any amount of time understands that Bally's was an important element early in the history of the Atlantic City gaming, and for it to be, as you said, crumbling as it was at that point, you know, it's sad to see. But we're so happy to see a new team in there and really putting, you know, full effort in there. And so let's go over some of the things that that you're doing. You know, you took me to Jerry Longo's over the summer, and what a meal that was, you know. But I haven't been able to sample any of the other new food and beverage offerings. What do you have in store for me when I get back?
All right, Paul.
Well, yeah, happy to take you through some of the things we've done so far. I'd like to echo, you know, a comment that Phil said. I think it's really important in the center of it all, right at the heart of the Boardwalk, that we understood an approach of, you know, the whole city, the whole resort destination of Atlantic City wins collectively, right? There's more options for more casino experiences across the country than ever before. Add to it interactive gaming online and other mediums, sports betting. You know, it's really important for Atlantic City to continue to mature by raising up the product and the offering across the board. But I think that's, you know, we're happy to be making that commitment from Bally's to help the entire market, because I think we all win together. And a little personal point of pride, you know, Bill and I, we're native from there. So it's nice to be able to say we're a part of that. And we have to thank the Bally's leadership and ownership for allowing us to be a part of that as well. So getting into, you know, what we've done. You know, we came in, hit the ground running before we were even closed. We were eyeballing what we would do. Some dilapidated space on the casino floor that was, you know, once a cocktail lounge, we turned into a FanDuel sportsbook.
Mm-hmm.
Really great place to watch a game. sports bet land base for us there. A new entrance into the casino at the Boardwalk, rebranded. We went immediately upstairs and did Jerry Longo's Meatballs and Martinis, which, really a brainchild of Phil and Jerry Longo, to make that come to life. First, we did that in Dover, and then, a nice project in Atlantic City has given us a great casual Italian dining restaurant with some life to it. Blackjack tables within the room and DJ on the weekends. It's a really fun space, so I hope you get to see that on a Saturday night. We kept rolling right from there. We made a partnership with a Water Dog restaurant, which is a local fan favorite from Ventnor, New Jersey. They're kind of an avant-garde Jewish-style deli and three-meal restaurant right on the sixth floor at Bally's. So we activated that whole somewhat historic sixth floor at Bally's.
Sure.
We have Guy Fieri's Chop House, which is a great restaurant. We have Jerry Longo's, we have Water Dog, and then we created this experience called Dining on the Six, where you can sit in the atrium space with the live music and entertainment. You can order from any menu. And it just happens to be next to our VIP lounge as well. So that sixth floor went from, an okay space to a really knocked out space. And we did that in pretty short time. We obviously didn't stop there and kept rolling with more projects. And we teed up a really large room renovation. The first part of that was addressing the Bally's Tower iconic rose glass, which was, I don't know why, but unfortunately speckled with the occasional blue window. There were probably 50, 60 mismatched glass panels on the tower. Mm-hmm. And it really just kind of sent the message of kind of give up and conceding mentality.
Right.
And that's not us.
Yeah.
So it was really important that we fix that. We fix it right away. And we went into the rooms in that same tower. There's 750 rooms there. We're touching them all. The big bulk of that was about 400 to 500 standard keys that are getting a complete renovation, new bathrooms down to the studs. And the tower has great bones, so it lines up well for that. We're also adding about 112 corner suites. The tower lays out with these outstanding corner rooms. They go all the way up the tower. Full renovation, separate soak tub with views of the ocean. They're really great.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a junior suite category. 16 new penthouse style suites that were formerly a little more segregated. We knocked out some walls and created really a first class experience in a penthouse style suite. And so we addressed that whole tower. Those rooms are going to be done before Memorial Day. They're past the midpoint, and we're getting a floor back every week right now. So we'll have a great product, and happy to celebrate that the whole city has been touching rooms. So I spoke a little bit about how Atlantic City, you can think of it cohesively as a resort destination and entertainment region. There's a high concentration of excellent rooms right there in Atlantic City, and we're part of that story. So that contribution, I think, is really important to the success of the whole region.
Sure.
But we have a room product we can be proud of, which is, that was huge. Those rooms were dated. And then a few more really key projects that will be done before Memorial Day. We're renovating our hotel lobby. So that arrival, departure, first and last impression is going to match the room experience that you have. We've got a really fantastic lobby bar. That's the casino and lobby bar for us. There's a special twist to that, which we will release around the end of this month. So a really exciting project that'll be done for Memorial Day. And then one I think we're all pretty fired up about, which is the Yard Beers, Eats, and Beats. That's a new facility within the Bally's campus. There, formerly Harry's restaurant was located there. Their lease expired, and we saw an opportunity to do something interesting. So we are constructing a 5,100 square foot new building in the courtyard of the historic Dennis Hotel. That's a part of our campus, along with an existing 5,000 square foot restaurant. So it's over 10,000 feet. It's going to be a beer hall, gastro pub, entertainment facility. And we think it's one of those, you call it non-gaming amenities, but I like to think of it as an entertainment destination amenity. That raises the bar again for the whole city. It's right on the boardwalk. It's really an activation that's for everyone. You don't have to be a blackjack player to come enjoy it. We'll have tons of live music. It's a structure and a space that in the summer, the roof retracts, the walls open up, and your indoor-outdoor space is what we all dream of at the Jersey Shore. And then in inclement weather, in the winter perhaps, it all closes up, it's heated. We can still do entertainment on a stage. We've got indoor and outdoor bars. You know, for us, I think that's an activation that we are, no pun intended, we're hungry to see what happens there. And we've got a great partnership. We just partnered with Spellbound Brewery out of New Jersey. So celebrating local craft, you know, American beer. And so I think all these things together, that opens in two phases. The first half, indoor half for Memorial Day, and the new construction will be done before the 4th of July.
Right.
So that really rounds out an amenity set that I think brings Bally's Atlantic City into a very competitive property within the market, and again, helping Atlantic City elevate the offering that's there for customers today.
Sure. Well, I always...
So just to add to that and make sure it's critical, because it's where we make most of our money. Meanwhile, we redid the whole floor. All right. The slot product has been replaced, and it's really looking great. And we put a high-limit table game area together where we're extremely proud of our position in the marketplace in Asian gaming. And we built this. In addition, we added a restaurant, redid a restaurant that was there, brought in an authentic New York operator. Red Bull 88 is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And our Asian clientele is extremely big and very, very populating this high limit area, which we redid, which came out beautiful. Really, a really special space.
That's right. We're renovating so many things and missed one there.
Well, yeah, only the most important part, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know when I met you for the interview and over the summer, Phil, we met in the High Limit Lounge there, and boy, you were tearing those machines out left and right. So you got all new machines in there then, huh?
Yeah. We market that separately about every week to try to get traction in there. Uh-huh. Because there are those people who say, oh, it's off the floor, maybe you shouldn't have it off the floor. I say it's special because right. It's a little bit off the floor, and then we've really cleaned it up big time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's a great area for sure. And also, you have the beach bar during the summer, which is one of the most popular beach bars in the city. And, you know, you have music there, and then when they have the concerts, you're right in the heart of it, correct?
Yeah, we are. We start a campaign. It reminds me, let me address the beach bar first. The beach bar is dynamic, and we'll run it as well, if not better, than we ran it last year. That beach bar married to the yard is going to create a destination area for a different demographic than Bally has ever really been able to get their arms around. A little sure. bit of it at the beach bar, but not as much as we expect happening now. And it will be, you know, it'll be non-gaming revenue, you know, right. So it'll be cash revenue, which is, you know, that works too,
sure.
you know? So, you know, so we're excited about that. The concerts, yes, there's two big ones on the beach, and there's some plans that I can't necessarily nail down at this point in time, but we will start our launch mm-hmm. in the middle of April. And we're spending millions of dollars to tell people about
yeah.
Bally throughout the summer. And hopefully we can culminate that whole plan in a beach concert of our own, if we can get the right act. And we're sure. out there looking now.
That'd be great. Absolutely. Yeah. And then you mentioned earlier the connection with volleyball. I mean, are you going to have a volleyball court right in the front of the hotel there on the beach?
Right now, Paul can probably speak to this. Right now, I think we're going to keep the tournament they bring in down at Albany Avenue because of the logistics of bringing it in front of the beach. But ultimately, we have planned to put it actually on the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. It's actually boardwalk that we own. It's not really boardwalk. It's that big U-shaped boardwalk in front of what is today going to be the yard.
Right.
Right. So we thought about putting it there, but we've got to make a final decision on it. And I think for this summer, Their event will be down at, on Albany Avenue.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we are still going through some planning. We just had a CRDA hearing on some plans to do a volleyball stadium on the beach adjacent to our beach bar. We're awaiting approvals to keep that moving forward. As far as timelines go, that's more than likely next year project. But we are going through the motions here, the steps to get us ready to embrace APP volleyball and make that very much a part of our program. And that's a really fun and exciting activation too, right in the center of the boardwalk.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you guys are, looks like you're hitting on all cylinders here in Atlantic City for sure. So thanks for taking the time to sit down and talk with us and explain what's going on. And I'm looking forward to getting back there myself and having a great summer and certainly including Bally's in that rotation. So again, thanks for joining us and let's stay in touch. When the Tropicana deal closes and you guys come out here, let's do this in person next time.
Thank you. Love to.
Great.
Good to see you guys. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Peaches can be sinners. Lovers can be friends. Atlantic City.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast with thanks again to Konami Gaming. Check out KonamiGaming.com/LuckyEnvelope for a look at the newest original series on Dimension 49J. To learn more about Bally's and how it plans an omni-channel approach to gaming, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.